across Mackay and the Whitsundays. Triple M's on the quest for Mackay and the Whitsundays best.
This is the best.
So many of the best as well.
Mackay and the Whitsundays, Triple M.
And yesterday, Dave, our category was the best hairdresser around Mackay Whitsundays.
Yeah, now we didn't put an entry in either one of us because, let's face it, we haven't seen a hairdresser in about 10 years at the very least. And I can tell you...
Drum roll.
Sure. It came down to about five, okay? There was Apollo Hair, there was Ian Co, there was Hair Envy.
How many in total did we get, though?
73 different places, and it came really down to three. Adam and Eve, there was Hair Asylum, and the winner by two votes, Intuition, the Art of Hair in Mount Pleasant.
Hey.
Well done, guys.
Whereabouts in Mount Pleasant are they?
They're in the Greenfields area.
All right, okay.
I think near Mars Pizza Kitchen, around near there. Not that I know.
I was going to say, well, I don't think we would be the right people to ask because, again, we don't visit these hairdressing salons.
Google is a wonderful thing sometimes. You just got to check where the location was.
Congratulations, guys. You are our winner of the best hairdresser, Mackay Whitsundays. Another category revealed after 8 o'clock this morning.
This one is a good one.
Everybody has an opinion on this best thing, too.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Going to send Taylor out there this morning to get a couple of photos of the best hairdresser.
Yep.
And to celebrate, if you've got one of the best things that we're looking for after 8 o'clock this morning, you have voting until midnight tonight.
That's right. You can actually get on there now and start voting already for the next category at triplem.com.au.
Yeah, but you...
And you can see it before everyone else does.
We haven't revealed what it is yet.
Yeah, I know, but you can sneak peek it if you want. Just saying.
Okay. Were you supposed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I said it all last week. Nobody corrected me.
Probably because I wasn't here last week to correct you. Yeah. All right, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Pink right now, 25 away from 8 o'clock. Maroon 5, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast at 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whitsundays. Online now, triplem.com.au as I see the flight to take off out of Mackay Airport this morning. My partner is on that said flight.
Oh, really?
Bye-bye.
For how long?
Until Saturday.
Nice work. Yeah. Bring on the party girls. I mean, party guys.
Just party in
drinks.
General.
Yes. Party at Jay's place. Do you want the address? We'll give it to you.
Away for work, so I've got the house to myself, which is the best feeling ever because you know what it's like when you share a home with somebody, a relationship, and your partner goes away.
Yeah.
And then you get the whole bed to yourself.
That is true.
The whole bed to yourself. You can watch what you want to watch on TV.
Yeah.
You can eat what you want to eat. Nobody's saying, how many calories is it? I don't give a crap.
Yep. And it's not vegan or vegetarian or anything.
Yeah.
You can go nuts.
Yeah, so...
Nice not work, so much, brother.
Not so much the party lifestyle, just more so the relaxed lifestyle. But it's going to be a little bit hectic because I'm actually puppy sitting as well.
Oh, are you really?
Mm. You know, okay. Ange's little sausage dog.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's coming to live at Uncle Jay's house for a couple of days.
Oh, that's right. She's going away, isn't she?
Yeah.
I thought she might have taken the dog as well.
No. So I said, oh, look, because I got sausage dogs. And I said, look, yours can hang out with mine.
They'll all get on famously.
It'll be a sausage fest. And
yes.
Have a sausage fest. And they can all hang out and have a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. I've come across a problem, though.
Oh, really?
And I
too much sausage.
No, I thought, well, there's never too much sausage.
Right.
But I thought this morning I've run into a bit of an issue.
What's the issue?
I've got a puppy sitting, a puppy, obviously.
Yeah.
Can't leave it at home with my actual dogs because I don't know what they're going to be like together.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And Friday night, we've got the RACQ Rescue Helicopter Service...
drinks thing.
Christmas drinks, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it appropriate for me to go to a function like that holding a dog like... Paris Hilton.
What in the handbag?
Check out my sausage, ladies and gents. Check out the sausage.
You're not seriously contemplating this, are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What, taking Jimmy along for the...
Why not? How good of an icebreaker would that be? So is this your puppy? No. But let me tell you the story. Wouldn't that be an icebreaker?
You'd certainly get a few looks,
yeah, I know.
That's for sure.
I know.
What about health and safety?
Well, I'll work it out. If I can't do it, I'll find a way. But even Saturday, because we have McHappy Day,
oh, yes.
We had to rejuggle all of our times because Ange, sorry, my partner gets back from Brisbane on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
So I said, when you come back, you can puppy sit for the hour or so when we go to McHappy Day and do the charity thing. So, yeah.
Because we were
stuff having children. It seems like far too much preparation. And this is just a puppy dog.
And you can't put them in their handbag and go to a Christmas drinks, can you?
If I'm allowed to, I'm going to go find the biggest, pinkest black bag with bling on it, walk in there, sausage dog hanging out.
You are not.
Watch me.
You are not.
Watch me.
You'll find another. Can't you just segregate the dog?
That would be easier, but no. Jane Day for breakfast. Taylor is in the Triple M Street Patrol. Thanks to Miri in just a moment. It's 16 past 8.
Okay, got a surprise for you, Jay. A couple of days ago, we were talking about Harriet Park Country Club's Party in the Park on Saturday.
Yeah.
150 years birthday for Mackay Cricket. And we were talking about the 4X $10,000 catch.
Yes.
How you had to catch it in the one hand on the full.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what you said?
No.
Have a listen then.
I could do that.
You reckon?
Yep.
We're going to give you a shot at this.
Yeah.
During the week.
Yep.
We'll get out to Harriet Park. We'll put one up for you.
I could do that. I could do that in a heartbeat.
With your left hand?
And we'll give you a go.
Yeah, okay.
Is it only with one hand?
With one hand, yeah. You can't catch it with both.
Crap.
Yeah. Well, it's 10,000 bucks, mate.
I'll give it a go.
Do you remember that?
No, I'm regretting saying that.
The surprise is I've organised for us to go down to Harriet Park later on today. We're going to give you a good go at this, okay? There's a couple of other rules when it comes to...
Do I get to win the $10,000?
Of course not.
Of course not.
There's a couple of extra rules there. But we're going to see if you can catch it on the fly with the one hand, with the left hand. Okay?
Okay, right.
With a 4X gold in the other hand.
That's hard.
Well, you did say...
That's like
you
having
do
your favourite child hanging over the edge of a cliff. Which one do you let go of, the ball or do you let go of the beer?
Well, you know, you got to do both at the same time for the $10,000.
Sorry, ball. Or it's gold. So we're going to do it today?
Today. Later on today, we'll have the results and the audio tomorrow morning.
Lucky me. Okay. Right, 18 past 8, Jane Day for Brekkie. Taylor's in the Triple M Street Patrol next. 4 away from 7 o'clock, checking the traffic coming up very soon, plus $1,000 cash on the line for you in the pressure test later today on Triple M.
Yesterday we were talking about a mate of ours by the name of Zach Smith. He's going around buying all of the old Budweiser in Mackay and the Whitsundays at the moment because the taste has changed since they started bottling it here in Australia. If you missed the news story on 9 News Mackay, here it is.
Zach Smith has bought thousands of Budweiser cartons over the last decade, but this time something was different.
The new Australian one is... It's more of a bitter taste.
Budweiser is no longer being imported to Australia. It's now brewed by Carlton United at its brewery south of Brisbane. Now he's gone into Mayday mode.
I've gone and visited every bottle shop in Mackay and I've bought any old stock that they've got. When this old stock's gone, I won't be drinking the Australian brewed one. It's just like Victoria bitter in a bottle with a red label on it.
He wanted to call it something else.
How you really feel, Zach.
We were talking about it yesterday. Having a bit of fun at his expense because he drinks Budweiser rather than anything else.
I can understand his frustration, though.
What do you mean?
Because when you love something so much and then the taste, they change the ingredients of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just no going back. There's no going back.
Well, ever since the 80s, like everything's changed since the 80s. You know, like for me, there's a taste difference for McDonald's French fries. And I think it's because they use different oil these days. Like back in the day, they used to just use vegetable oil.
Really?
Yes.
So what are they using now?
Something healthy.
The canola oil or something.
I don't know what it is, but it's just a bit of a different taste.
Well, I remember when they changed the taste of Jolly Ranchers. They were like these lollies, like hard-boiled lollies, but in a packet.
Yeah.
They changed something about the flavour of one of the or two of the different flavours of it.
Yeah, right.
It tastes like medicine now. They're like, nah, thank you, see ya.
Yeah.
No, and they wonder why the sales of the lollies went down.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly, yeah. And even Snickers bars, they've changed slightly too. Have you noticed that since when we were kids?
No.
It was just a slight taste. I don't know why. Maybe they get their peanuts from somewhere other than Kingaroy.
Why do they do this, though? Why 13, 27, 10? Let's take some calls on this. Things that don't taste the same. Like, they've changed the ingredients in them.
Yes.
And you've just been devastated at the fact... Like, Zach. Spare a thought for poor Zach.
Yeah, we had a bit of fun at his expense yesterday, but, you know, he's got a point.
Well, if it's not tasting the beer that he usually has, then I can understand why he's not buying it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Move to something else, mate.
Well, mine's Jolly Ranchers. I'm putting that on the list.
Okay.
Things that taste different compared to when they used to. What are you saying?
McDonald's French fries.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
We'll find out why.
They're still just as good. Don't get me wrong. It's just a different taste.
13:27:10. What tastes different now with Jay and Dave for breakfast? We'll take your calls up in just a moment. 6:40. And Tom Walker at Triple M.
Can someone mention you are all alone? I could feel the trouble coursing through your veins.
Tom Walker, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whitsundays. 18 away from 7. We'll check the traffic coming up in 18 minutes from now. Any issues on the roads? 13:27:10.
We were just talking about a mate of ours, Zach Smith. He was on 9 News, Mackay. He's up in arms that Budweiser is now brewed in Australia and they've changed the taste of it.
He's heard us talk about it again this morning. He's called through. Hey, Zach, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Jay. How are you?
Good.
All right. What are you going to, first of all, what are you going to change to if you're not going to drink Budweiser after all this?
Oh, I'm thinking it might be a Tasmanian lager, one by Cascade, because it won't be anything that Carlton United brew. Sure.
Jeez. Someone's got a...
He's passionate.
Yeah.
When did you, before we go on, how did you notice that there was a change in the taste, by the way?
Well, the taste is different. It tasted like Victoria Bitter in a Budweiser bottle, and you can put it in a Budweiser bottle, but it's still Victoria Bitter, you know?
But was it really noticeable, though, for you to go, okay, this is not the same beer?
Oh, absolutely. All right. No risk.
Okay. Why don't you just go Great Northern, because that's the beer that we brew up here.
Nah, you have a look at that. It's got Carlton United written on the bottom of it, too.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
as well.
So
listening to you yesterday, you said Budweiser tasted like cat pee.
Yeah.
Begs the question, how do you know what that tastes like?
Well, I did say that, too. I was like, I don't know what that smells like. It tastes like, but I would be assuming that's what it tastes like. I just can't stomach it. I can't stomach it.
No.
Nah. Bad luck.
Yeah. Thank you, Zach. So, inspired by the story with Zach there, we're asking you, what tastes different now? 13:27:10.
Yeah, what was it for you again?
Jolly Ranchers, the lollies.
Okay.
They've changed the recipe of that. They taste like crap now.
Right.
Really
I think
bad.
Wagon Wheels do as well, as a matter of fact. They changed those up a little bit over the years as well. Michael, in Rural View, mate, what's changed as far as taste goes for you?
When they changed the shapes from the originals and the power of the people got stuck into it when they brought the originals back out.
Oh, did they change it?
Yeah, they changed it a couple of years ago and everyone blew up, so they brought out an originals version and a new flavoured version. So.
What, so they could capture two different parts of the market?
Must be, but yeah, mate, you can't beat the old original barbecue shapes.
So they've obviously recognised that they stuffed up by keeping the two flavours now. Like you say, now they're capturing everybody who likes the new flavour and those who like the old flavour.
Yep.
That sounds like the back in the 80s there was the new Coke versus the old Coke.
Is that what they called it?
I'm too young for that, mate.
Okay. Burn. Thank you, Michael. Thanks, mate.
See you, mate.
you just got a hand in your backside on the plate there. But they on Facebook, people are saying about Coke Zero. I forgot about that one. That's true.
Right, yeah.
When Coke Zero was out, then they changed the name of it to Coke Zero Sugar.
Yeah.
Not Coke Zero. It tastes different now.
Yeah. And same too with Kraft. They did the packet mac and cheese.
Yeah,
they changed the taste of that as well. It's like a plasticky cheese now, where it used to be used to taste like real cheese.
You're buying mac and cheese?
Not anymore, because they've changed the taste.
Any man in their 40s who's buying mac and cheese?
What?
Screams, I'm single.
What?
All right, let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. You'll find us online. What have they changed the taste of? It's 14 away from 7 to Triple M. It's Pink at Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast at 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whitsundays. Online now, triplem.com.au. $1,000 cash, all yours. Pressure test back at 8 this morning. Thanks to Kennard's Hire. I'm so excited. I've just heard news on social media.
Oh, okay, because, yeah, that's verifiable.
Anything on Facebook must be true.
Yeah. Why? What's going on?
You know the TV series I used to love, Dexter?
Oh, you kept raving about it, yes.
B best series I've seen in a long, long, long time.
Yeah, what about it?
They're reviving it.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
I can see why you're excited now. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a good show. Although the ending of the first series, or the actual series, was woeful. It was really bad.
Why?
Well, I don't want to give away too much of the juicy gossip stuff.
Yeah.
But, because if somebody's watching, I don't want to wreck it.
Sure.
But it ended where something pivotal happened, so I won't say what that thing is.
Yeah.
But they literally, he sailed into a massive hurricane slash cyclone, and that was it. That was the end of the show.
Oh, okay. And it felt unfinished?
Yeah. That's exactly what it was, because I remember watching it and going, oh, okay, must be. And I waited for the credits to finish.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you know how directors always put something after the credits finish?
They do that especially with the movies.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing. I'm like, surely that can't be the end.
Yeah.
Googled it.
Oh, doesn't that suck when that happens?
It's the worst ending of a show, even though it was my favourite show, the worst ending of a show I've ever
seen.
Well,
you get so invested in either the movie or a TV show, and for it to end in a crap way, it really does pee you off, doesn't it?
It leaves you hanging.
Because that happened with Water Rats. Do you remember that TV show that was on Channel 9?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, I loved that show. It actually almost inspired me to get into the police force. And then I realised how short and how unfit and how I can't fight or anything.
You would be like that police officer from the...
It was like Police Academy, the movies. That's what it was like. No, seriously, I was that inspired by the show, and it ended an absolutely terrible way, an awful way.
Oh, God.
What? It ended, one of the main characters, he walked to the end of a jetty, and some guy was behind him, so he's turned around. The guy's shot him, and he was one of the detectives, and he's fallen into the water in, like, the Jesus Christ cross mode and just floated off. And that was it. And then the credits started. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. So it's one of those things where you just get so wrapped up in the whole storyline for how many ever series Dexter was. And for it to stop that way, it's not right. What?
Inspired to become a voice.
I said almost. I said almost, okay?
Okay. 13-27-10. Let's take a couple of calls on this. Give us the worst ending to a television show or a series.
Or a movie.
Or a movie.
Yeah. Because there's plenty of movies out there that just ended woefully.
I was shocked when the Titanic sank at the end of that movie. Wasn't expecting that to happen whatsoever.
Where's the catch, right?
What, the Titanic sank? I don't get it. We'll take a call coming up just a moment. Jane Day from Recce, 18 away from 7 o'clock. Live thanks to North Jacqueline Nissen. Get a low finance rate across popular models now. Triple M. Phil Collins at Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. It is Thursday morning. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. Big announcement on this very radio station. We don't want to give it away just yet. Tomorrow morning, all the details on air here at Triple M. 14 away from 8. $1,000 on the line after 8 this morning, too.
Okay, Dexter is coming back again, apparently. Jay was saying, social media, that all knows everything.
The TV series about a copper who was a serial killer, but he only used to kill bad people.
Is that what it was about?
Yeah.
I've never watched an episode, so I don't know. Oh,
so good. It's addictive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you hated the ending.
The ending was woeful. Series. That was the literally Dexter was on a boat and he traveled. Like, there's a pivotal moment, so this isn't giving too much away.
Yeah, sure.
But he's on a boat. Something drastic happens in his life. He's devastated by it, and he rides this boat straight into an oncoming hurricane / tornado.
And that was it.
That was it. You could have at least shown us the boat being flicked up and thrown in the air or something, but it was just boring as bat, you know what.
Well, considering they're rebooting it, maybe he starts off, his boat is on the top of a witch, and he's on the way to Oz. Who knows?
We want to know if that would be the worst start of a TV series.
It would.
We want to know the worst ending of a TV series, a movie. What do you got for us, 13-27-10?
Hey, Doug and Mackay, have you got one? Which one?
My name is Earl.
What happened? I didn't watch that show. Actually, I remember seeing people slagging that. What happened at the end?
Well, they did this big cliffhanger at the end of the series, right? They find out that Dodge, one of George's sons, is actually Earl's father, and find out that the black kid is not Darnell's father, and the end of that. It was supposed to be a new season after that, but it got cancelled, so I was left with that.
Oh,
that's crap. That is crap.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to reboot that one as well as Dexter.
Or at least a movie.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about a movie.
Because you can't be left unfinished. Unfinished, like, shows like that, it literally has you thinking for... Like, I've been thinking about the end of that Dexter series for years now.
Yeah, well, like I said, it was meant to be continued, but they cancelled the show before they got a chance to do anything with it.
Ah, okay.
You know, with... and Roseanne was another one that stuck in my head as well. Like, the original series, when they first killed that off. Didn't Dan die?
Oh, so they brought him back.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand. When they brought the short-lived reboot series, I think they're actually still doing it now, but they've just written Roseanne out of the script.
Yeah, right.
But they brought him, and he was in the show to start off again with. Like, he was just ridiculous.
Ah, okay. You know what? A brand new one that they're still going with. I think they've got a couple more episodes, but if they haven't, because it's gone back to the original one, is House of Cards. You know how Kevin Spacey got in a bit of trouble there?
I never watched that series at all.
Oh, I loved it.
So the cliffhanger was crap, like the end of the series was crap.
Oh, yes. The last series, yes. And the last episode, which dropped only, what, 2-3 weeks ago, was terrible. And if that's it,
I don't understand why do they do that? Like, if it's such a good show, like, why would you write a really bad ending to it? Because that just leaves bad taste in people in your viewers' mouth.
Yeah, maybe they just wanted to be done with, and so it won't come back and be rebooted. Hopefully, the Big Bang Theory, when it finishes up at the end of this year, is going to be a decent one.
Still waiting for that bad ending from Home and Away. It's been going on for far too long, that show. Far too long. When they had typhoid in the water many years ago, I thought, maybe that's the end. That's a wrap-up. All the people of Summer Bay pass away. No.
You know Al Stewart's going to be there in 2032,
he
right?
He lived through an atomic bomb, that guy. He's like cockroaches. The only two things he survived, cockroaches and Al Stewart. All right, 10 to 8. Jay and Dave for Brekkie. Bad endings to a TV series or a movie. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. You'll find us online. Everyone has. Mumford and Sons at Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. News up in just a moment. The impossible question, that is back today as well, thanks to Pizza Hut Discovery Lane.
Hey, today marks the 1 year anniversary of the yes votes coming through.
12 months, can you believe it?
I know. Happy coming out day to
I'll never do that day again, I can tell you. Jesus.
It was a big day for you, though, wasn't it? Yeah, very emotional for you.
Well, if everybody's fighting for it. Not just for me. I think for the 7 million people who voted yes to have the country move forward. And you know what? To all those people who are placarding on the side of Mackayber Cage Road saying, vote no, vote no. It's going to wreck the sanctity of marriage. The world is still spinning.
Wreck the sanctity of marriage, my God.
I'm pretty sure straight couples are doing a real good job of that already, to be honest.
That is true. Yeah. 52%.
Not all, I'm just saying. But even the people who get divorced, they're not wrecking it. But some people get married just to have people come into the country.
Yeah.
You look at people like Kim Kardashian, bad example.
72 days.
72 days her marriage lasted for.
Yeah. And then you have adulterers.
Yeah.
As well.
Anyway, the world is still spinning.
All is happy with the world.
All is happy and gay with the world. news headlines coming up in just a moment. Time to check the traffic. Drought Breakers at Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Raising money for our farmers, doing it a bit tough. You can download that song, triplem.com.au.
Now, on Sunday, Jay, if you see a little bit of commotion happening around the Forgan Bridge on Sunday, around about 10 o'clock, that would be the Walk in My Shoes. It's a walk against domestic violence. To tell us more about it, Marley Tudor, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Now, can we just ask this question? We all know about violence in Australia. There's so many things happening at the moment in the world where we're trying to curb the rate of violence, and Mackay is doing its own thing to try and curb said violence as well this weekend, aren't we?
We are. We're actually going to have a walk across the bridge and we're going to have a meeting at Bluewater Quay at 10 a.m. We've got Mayor Greg Williamson doing the main speech, Sergeant Rowena Lacey, because she works with the Domestic Violence Department of the Police Force.
Sure.
And we've also got Dr. Anne Butcher from down at the Women's Centre. So we've got three great speakers, and the idea is that people will tie a purple ribbon on the bridge. We've brought this together through a lady that came forward and saw this in Brisbane last year, and there were over 5,000 people attending that. And we just thought she's got a wonderful idea and we want to support her.
Absolutely.
So we're doing that one on Sunday, and then on Monday the 26th we have our normal White Ribbon Day at George Street.
And the figures are absolutely staggering when it comes to domestic violence. And it's not just women, it's also men that are abused as well.
Absolutely, Dave. And my passion is also the silent victim, the children. Mm. We often forget, you know, children are witnessing this, they're seeing it. In Mackay, we have our domestic violence courts on Thursday morning. I travel to Proserpine. We have them on Friday morning out there. And you're absolutely right. It's not just men, it's women as well. We just want to take men along for the ride on Sunday. If they want to wear a pair of high heels, that's great.
Hey, that's the thing, isn't it? You have to wear high heels to cross the bridge, right?
Yeah. So make sure you've got a comfortable pair on.
I'll try and find a nice pair.
I just don't know what
13.
The mayor's going to wear, but I can't wait to see his.
Oh, he's coming with fishnets.
That'll be... Yeah, I wouldn't put it past Greg to do that, you know. But look, we're having a good laugh about it, and I think it's good to highlight this sort of thing, because this subject has been taboo for a lot of years, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Just like suicide. But we've brought suicide out. We want to bring domestic violence out.
Yeah.
And we want men and women to think about change. There's so many services in Mackay to help people through their anger management or their couple counselling, whatever. So we can turn it around. It's the power of people.
Absolutely.
And you've got to engage. You know, if you want to go on a trip overseas, you've got to engage with the travel person. So this is no different. If you've got a drama at home, come and engage.
That's great words, Marley. I couldn't have said it better. You actually make a really good point. That's a really good point.
And it's all about choice.
Absolutely.
Really, when you think about it, everything is about choice.
Exactly. And you know how we did that Rock Pop Mine every year?
Yep.
Beautiful young men and women. So we want them to go out in the world and know how to act, how to conduct themselves, etc. So we want schools on board to start all of this respectful work in schools.
Well, starting young to educate the kids to say that this is not allowed or it's not acceptable.
Yep.
And then for those kids who might be witnessing this at home, to take that message home to say to mum and dad on the side, this is not acceptable, it's not okay.
Yeah, and sometimes that's about young people saying, mum and dad, stop fighting. Yeah. I don't like it anymore. Yeah.
Great stuff. Wow. Well, look, we'll put the details onto our website, triplem.com.au. It's something that we were talking about, Dave, just a couple of weeks ago, supporting, violence against women. But like you say, not just women. It's men, children, everything else as well.
It's the family. And thank you so much, guys.
Anytime.
You're wonderful to the community.
Oh,
we really appreciate it.
Anytime, Marla. We love working with you. And we can't wait to be back for Rock Pop Mime next year, too,
by the way. Let's do it again.
Yeah, can't wait for that. All right, Marley, thanks for joining us this morning, hey? Thank you very much. There you go. Jay and Dave for breakfast here on Triple M.